Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Always good to see Bill Bender from the Sporting News. We thought we'd talk college football with him as well. After the opening rounds of the playoff, all of the games were blowouts. Why don't we start with the game you went to? You went to Columbus to the Shoe to see Ohio State spank Tennessee.
Yeah, and there was 30% of that crowd, 25 to 30% from Tennessee, made the long drive, wore their orange, and got knocked out in the first quarter. I mean, that was a picture-perfect game first quarter by Will Howard, getting the ball down the field to Jeremiah Smith. They ran the ball effectively with both running backs. They looked re-energized. They looked pressure-free. And, Scott, here's the thing. I think this is the key for them in the Oregon game. They have to let Will Howard throw the ball down the field and live with the mistakes. He was 4 of 5 for 125 yards, two touchdowns against Tennessee on passes of 20 yards or more, but he also threw one interception. I can live with a mistake or two as long as it's not a game changer if I get the benefits of throwing the balls to those receivers.
That was the most complete game they played. I thought it was better than the Indiana game that they beat the Hoosiers in Columbus. They played terrible against Michigan, but this was their best game, don't you think?
Absolutely. It looked a lot when I went and saw them play Iowa, honestly. It was kind of tight at halftime. You thought maybe if Tennessee scores coming out of the third quarter that we get a close game. But without Dylan Sampson, Nico Iamaleava struggled a little bit to throw the ball down the field. Ohio State's defense looked re-energized. I don't know if they can beat Oregon. I wouldn't be surprised if they do, though. And because they know they can play four quarters with these guys, it's going to be a super fun rematch in the Rose Bowl between two Big Ten teams.
Yeah, I still like Oregon. I think they're unstoppable. Offensively, they score on anybody. I don't care who they're playing. They're going to score. We'll see if Ohio State can go, you know, belly to belly with them. They ran out of time. They screwed up the first game. I still like Oregon in the rematch.
Yeah, and the key will be the lines. You know, Oregon was able to throw the ball down the field against Ohio State in that first matchup. And, hey, I hate to keep harping on that, but that's how you beat them. Show you can get the ball down the field to those receivers. It opens up the running game. Both their offense and defensive lines are good. And Dylan Gabriel played well. So it's going to be a fun matchup. I think it'll be another shootout. Probably hits the over. That over looks a little low for me early. But the fact that Oregon is an underdog to start, like you said in the last segment, Dan Lanning's absolutely going to harp on that up until January 1st.
So how do you think Notre Dame looked, and how do you think they're going to do against Georgia?
Well, again, last segment, you guys were talking about it. They got to prove they can beat a Georgia. They got to prove they have enough on the outside on the perimeter that they can test Georgia. I know they're going to be able to run the ball. They looked great on that. When you have three running backs, not two, because Williams, they mixed him in there too, with Price, with Love. You have three running backs averaging 6 yards per carry. Can they get that going against Georgia, who has a nasty front led by Jalen Walker? On the other side, don't love the Riley Mills injury. That's a big injury for Notre Dame. He was a second-team All-American at Sporting News. He could help them shut down the run, maybe get after this new quarterback. And Don't love that Kirby's had all this time to tell those Georgia guys that nobody believes in them in the Sugar Bowl. So I absolutely think Notre Dame can win, but I will probably pick Georgia just based on conditioning, experience, the fact that they've played all these big games.
How do you feel about no quarterback for Georgia? I don't like their quarterback situation.
Well, I mean, when you lose Carson Beck, there's going to be a drop-off, no question. But, I mean, did you think their offense was non-functional in the SEC championship game when Gunnar Stockton came in? If you believe that, and they're going to be limited what they can do throwing the ball down the field, I think, because Carson Beck would push the ball down the field. Their receivers aren't great. I do love their tight ends. I think Oscar Delp and Lawson Lucky will get a lot of work against Notre Dame, try to create some mismatches with the linebackers. If Trevor Etienne does what he did in the SEC championship game, though, Georgia will be fine. And,
yeah,
you know, you got to protect the quarterback.
I don't like the kid. I saw him play. I didn't like it. I didn't think he did anything. And this is going to be against a Notre Dame defense that's legit.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he can't make those mistakes in the secondary, to your point. He can't throw it to Xavier Watts. But do you trust Riley Leonard to throw the ball down the field against this Georgia secondary? That's the other part of this. Notre Dame will have to make some plays in the air as well. Jordan Faison played well against Indiana. No matter how I look at it, Scott, and we can disagree on the pick, I do think it hits the under. I think we get a defensive like 21-17, 17-14, you know, type game in the Sugar Bowl that's maybe an old school headbanger.
How do you think Penn State will do with Boise? Is it similar to the SMU game?
Kind of. If they can, I don't know. You can't stop Ashton Gentry, so let's not go there. I don't think they're going to like 18 carries, 41 yards, Ashton Gentry by any means, but they can force Maddox Mattson into third down and long. Penn State's 7-0 all time in the Fiesta Bowl. Boise State's 3-0 all time in the Fiesta Bowl. That's kind of a cool stat. And, you know, Penn State, if they're running the football like they did against SMU, and Katron Allen's averaging 6 yards, Nick Singleton's averaging 6 yards, it won't matter what Drew Aller does. They'll win this game by double digits easily. We can talk all we want about the path that Penn State has, but they've played very well on Saturday, and I think they're going to play very well here. And it's 10.5, was it, up to 11. I'd probably still take Boise State to cover. I think they can hang around and slow the game down, but there's a long path for the Broncos to win.
What about Texas? Now they face this running game of Arizona State. They can really bring it up the field, running the rock. I think that kid Scaraboo's awesome.
Yeah, and this is not a great matchup for them, though, on paper, right? Because Texas really good at stopping the run. Texas, one of the second-best team in the nation in passer efficiency defense, Notre Dame's number one. So Sam Levitz, who was as hot as any quarterback late in the season, is going to have to have a huge game against a very good secondary. Texas ran the rock very well against Clemson, had two guys go over 100 yards, well over 6 yards per carry, and they're protecting Quinn Ewers in that way. And it's closer to Texas, honestly. I saw they banned Bevo from the Peach Bowl. I'm a little disappointed in that. Love seeing him on the sideline.
Right. They screwed him over.
Yeah, come on, man. Let him on the sideline. Let's go. Don't know if I love Texas as the favorite to win the national championship, but I definitely could see them getting there with the path they have. And if it was Texas and Oregon, or it was Texas and Ohio State, they're not going to get out-athleted there. They have just as much talent as those schools.
So today you saw Texas San Antonio blew out Coastal, and Fresno and Northern Illinois are tied right now at 13s in the fourth quarter. What have you thought of the bowl games so far that aren't in the playoff?
Well, I need Fresno State needs to stop throwing the ball on third down right now and just get the first downs, because somebody may have taken the Bulldogs in this game based on their bowl experience, and they need to get that done. But I've enjoyed it. You know, guys opt out. Guys move on. Games have been entertaining. I'm doing okay against the spread and have hit most of them straight up. Bobcats, Ohio Bobcats got their 11th win the other day. You got to enjoy football while we have it, because we're going to be complaining in a month when we don't.
So we got South Florida and San Jose State tomorrow. Who do you like in that one?
Give me San Jose State. Ken Niumatalolo had a really good first year with the Spartans. I think they turned that one out. The Hawaii Bowl is always fun. That's my last-minute wrapping presents bowl, as I call it. That's what it should be called, because that's what I'm going to be doing when that game's on tomorrow.
And then later in the week, you got Pitt, Toledo, Rutgers, K-State, Arkansas State, Bowling Green. It never ends.
Hey, you got to enjoy them all. And I think Pitt will win that game, although Toledo might run with them a little bit. And then we'll, before you know it, it'll be New Year's Eve, and we'll have that Fiesta Bowl. So I'm enjoying it.
I'm looking forward to Georgia Tech and Vandy, too. I thought they both had decent seasons. Good to see you, Billy. Thank you, brother. Merry Christmas.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, some NBA rack as we have a full slate tonight. Of course, everyone's off tomorrow, and then you have your Christmas Day five-bagger, of course. Five games on Christmas Day. That'll set us up for the next few over the holiday season. Let's go a couple things from last night first. Rockets beat the Raptors 114-110 in Toronto last night. Pacers beat up the Kings 122-95 in Sacramento, and the Nuggets beat the Pelicans 132-129 in overtime. Joker had, of course, another triple-double, 27-13-10. But it's funny, I just feel like every day when we do the Nuggets, like last week they lost to Portland in overtime, this week they overtime with the Pelicans. These are bad teams that the Nuggets seemingly like screw around with every night. They're 15-11 and they're just like, I don't know. They're just not that great, and they have, like, the best player in the league, which makes it really bizarre.
Oh, he has a triple-double just about every night, and then nobody else does anything. Kind of that's who they are, right? So I'm not impressed by him. I mean, bottom line is, he's a badass. We know that. We know what he can do every night, but it's the rest of them. I don't like their depth.
Yeah, I don't like their depth either. They really don't have much on the bench besides what they could bring out. That's for sure. A couple other things from the weekend. Tatum had 43 to go along with 16 boards and 10 dimes over the weekend. He hit 9 threes as well. He joins Harden, only players with a 40-15-10 game with 9 threes in the same game. That is called filling it up. Right there, when you have a night like that for Jason Tatum. That is just absolutely nuts. Wembanyama, sixth player in NBA history with 30 points, 10 blocks in a game. Some pretty big names on that list, Scotty. Kareem, Dwight Howard, etc. For Wembanyama. 10 blocks! You think after a while, you know, the other team would just maybe swing the ball around to somebody else and stay away from the big fella? Maybe try to shoot over someone else instead of going at Wembanyama the whole night? 10 blocks.
Have you ever seen anything like the way this guy just, it's so easy for him. He doesn't even try, and he can swat shots all over the court. He's amazing. And he scores from everywhere. He can shoot. He does it all. He's a badass. That's simple.
He certainly is. Zach Edey ranks first among rookies in offensive rating, defensive rating, net rating. Zach Edey, who, of course, has been outstanding in his first year in Memphis with the Grizz, who have gotten off to a very good start.
Remember, he's going to fail. He's going to be a horrible player. He's going to tank. He's going to be a bust and all the rest. I told you, this guy's too good at basketball to not be good. And he's so great at sealing guys off with his body. He's enormous, and he does it all, and he's shooting well. He hits threes. He hits his free throws. I think he's a really good complimentary player. They got 2 7-footers on that team. They mean business.
He has been unbelievable, and yes, he was going to be not an NBA player, is what we heard for 2 or 3 years before he actually got to the NBA. Not going to be a good NBA player. Mo Wagner of the Magic, season-ending torn ACL in his left knee. Not good news. The Magic have had a ton of injuries this year, and add Wagner to the list. Oklahoma City re-signs Alex Caruso, 4-year extension worth $81 million. Your boy Caruso getting 20 mil a year now.
I like him. He plays defense, and he plays defender. Hard, and he goes hard. He's a vet. They needed him. They needed Hartenstein. I like both those players. With all those young players on that team that can fill it up, to add those two veterans with their presence, what they mean on the glass, I think Hartenstein's incredible on the glass. He's physical. He blocks shots. He grinds. He uses his fouls effectively. And I think Caruso's just an outstanding defender up and down the court. He's in everyone's face, and he always does a great job. I think he can play, too. I think he can score and play defense. I think he's another guy that they needed.
Yeah, he certainly did. He's really been a good piece to that team, older veteran type that they needed to go with the young guys. All right, lots of games tonight. Let's start to go through them. Might take us a little bit here. Houston, who won last night in Toronto. Tonight they're in Charlotte, so a back-to-back for them. Good news for them is they're playing the 7-21 Hornets. Rockets right now, -6.5. 219.5 is the total.
Yeah, I think they're too good for Charlotte. I think they'll go in there and destroy them. I'll lay the 7 with Houston.
The Jazz are in Cleveland against the Cavs. The Cavs, of course, 25-4 as they are getting ready to hit Christmas. -13.5 for the Cavs tonight. Donovan Mitchell against his old team. 232.5, big total.
I think they can handle it. I mean, they destroy everyone they play. I think they're really good. They fill it up. They move the ball. They score at will. I think they'll cover the number tonight against Utah.
The Celtics will be in Orlando against the Magic. Of course, the Celtics, they had that loss at home to the Bulls, and then they went to Chicago and beat the Bulls' ass on Saturday. They'll be in Orlando tonight, -10.5, 215.5 the total.
I think Orlando's really thin. They got a lot of injuries. You talked about Mo Wagner before. You add him to the list of guys that are out. I like Boston here to cover the number tonight at the Kia in Orlando.
The Spurs, who are 15-13 on the year, they're going to be spending Christmas in the New York area. They're in Philadelphia tonight against the Sixers, where the Sixers are 5.5-point favorites, 216.5 the total. And then the Spurs, Scotty, get to spend Christmas Eve in New York City as they'll play the Knicks Christmas Day. That's the first game, noon East, at the Garden.
Yeah, we get to watch Wemby against the Knicks. That'll be awesome. I think they can give Philadelphia problems tonight, believe it or not. I'm going to take them with the points on the road, and I think they actually can win that game outright.
Minnesota in Atlanta against the Hawks. T-Wolves road favorites here, -3.5. 224.5 is the total.
You know, they've fallen apart over the last couple of days. They haven't been playing well. They played great, and then they started losing all of a sudden, and they were losing at home. So I think they'll lose tonight, and I'll take Atlanta in the 3.5 in Hot Town.
I got a lot more games. We'll keep running through them when we come back. Plenty of action.
Sweet.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's keep hitting these NBA games, Mike.
Yes, let's do that. The Nets are in South Beach tonight. The Heat have lost 3 in a row as they have the Nets in town, and they're laying a big number here, 10.5 for the Heat this evening, 213.5 at home against Brooklyn.
I feel like the game will be better than that. I think it'll be closer than 10.5. I'll take the Nets and the points, even in Miami. I think they can score and run with them.
The Raptors will be at the Garden against the Knicks this evening. Now, remember, Raptors are 7-22, but they cover a lot of games, and they also were at the Garden, what was it, Sky, about 2 weeks ago against the Knicks, and they played them tight. I think it was a 4 or 5 point game that night. It's 13.5 tonight for the Knicks, 226.5 the total.
Yeah, that number is enormous. I think that number will cover as well. I'll take the Raptors in the 14. I think the Knicks will win the game, but the Raptors will be in the game.
The Bucks will be in Chicago against the Bulls. And yes, I did go and look, because when I first looked down and I saw Bulls minus 2.5, what do we got going on here? Well, what do we got? No Giannis, no Dame time. So both of them out for the Bucks tonight. Bulls minus 2.5, 228.5 the total.
All the more reason to take them. I'll take Milwaukee. I'll take Portis and everyone else to handle their business. And I'll take the 2.5, and they'll win the game outright.
That's the strategy. The stars are out. Take the team with the stars
right out.
Why not? The Clippers are in Memphis against the Grizz here this evening. Minus 5.5 now for Memphis. 228.5 is the total.
I just think they're too tough. I like them at home to cover the number. I think they're awesome. They blow everybody out. It doesn't matter who they play. They win. I'll take Memphis.
The heavy lumber game of the night is in OKC at the Paycom between the Wizards and the Thunder. Nice, healthy 17.5 for the Thunder here. 226.5. Man, I know the Wizards are awful. That's a lot of lumber, 17.5.
Whew. I'll take the points. I'll see what happens. I think they're terrible, though. I think Washington stinks, but OKC, I bet it's right around the number. They'll either cover or they won't. It'll be 18 or 19 points that game.
The Trailblazers are in Dallas against the Mavs. Mavs now up to 11.5, 229.5 the total.
Yeah, I like Dallas at home tonight to get it done at the American Airlines. Give me the Mavs, and I'll lay the points.
The Suns are in Denver against the Nuggets. What Durant have? Durant had like a 43 burger the other night too, right, Scotty? Durant had some huge night for the Sun. It does happen for him. Nuggets minus 4.5, 231.5 the total.
Yeah, I like the Suns to go in there and win that game. I'll take the 4.5 points and see what they can do on the road at the ball.
The Pacers, who are on a long West Coast trip, of course, they won big in Sacramento last night. Tonight, they're in Golden State against the Warriors. Right now, Warriors minus 5.5, 231.5 the total.
Yeah, I like the Dubs at home. They play well at the Chase. I think they'll cover the number and beat the Pacers.
And finally, the Pistons are in Los Angeles at the Crypto against the Lakers tonight. Lakers minus 5.5, 221.5 the total.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I lean toward the Lakers and laying the 6.5 against Detroit. Detroit hasn't been bad, though. I think they've been fairly impressive, but this is a long West Coast trip. Tough game at the Crypt. I'll take the Lakers.
It's a long trip, too. I was looking at that trip for Detroit. Like, they're not even going home for Christmas. Like, they're staying out west. They play again Thursday after Christmas, still on the West Coast. So that's a long one for the Pistons. Tough spot for them tonight in L.A. There you go. Big night on the hardwood. And tomorrow, there might not be any games tomorrow night, Scotty, but tomorrow right on Coast to Coast, we will get you ready for the five-pack on Christmas Day.
On
Spurs
Christmas
at the
Day.
Knicks. Minnesota at Dallas, Sixers at Boston, Lakers at Warriors, Nuggets at Suns. So the Suns and the Nuggets playing twice, tonight in Denver, Wednesday in Phoenix on Christmas Day.
You can't beat it. Five games and NFL games on Christmas. Both are happening. Yeah. It's beautiful.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody loves hockey. We got a lot of hockey tonight. Carver High, you're loving life.
We got a lot of hockey tonight. Of course, now remember, unlike the NBA and the NFL, who are all going to be playing on Christmas Day and everything else, the NHL, after tonight, they shut the doors till Friday, Scotty. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, no pucks whatsoever, which is, I mean, I don't know why we couldn't get anybody out there on Thursday, the 26th. I don't know why we couldn't do that. But they will not play again until Friday after tonight. A few things from the weekend. I watched a lot of the Islander-Leaf game on Saturday night because the Ohio State-Tennessee game was so awful. And the Islanders beat the Leafs' ass in Toronto 6-3, which right. I thought was awesome. The Devils are playing great right now. They beat your Penguins 3-0 on Saturday at the Rock, and then they beat the Rangers this afternoon 5-0 at the Rock. So the Devils are playing really good, and the Jets went into Toronto this afternoon and beat the Leafs 5-2. So we had a couple of afternoon games to get us started here on a very heavy Monday slate for us. So why don't we begin with, we'll start with the Cap game, because you did send me that note about Ovi as well. Ovi not going to be back before the holiday break. Well, that's because he's not playing tonight. This is the holiday break after tonight. I still think it's after the new year until we see Ovi, although he is out there skating. The Caps are in Boston tonight against the Bruins. Bruins minus -132. 5.5 is the total.
I like Washington on the road to win this game in Boston. I think the Caps are better than them, flat out. I don't care where they play the game.
I agree with you. The Caps, they won for me on Friday night against Carolina. They've been really good for me, Washington. I'm going to stick with them. St. Louis is in Detroit against the Red Wings. Both of these teams right about 500, a couple games under. Minus -118 for Detroit. Minus -102 for St. Louis, another 5.5.
I like St. Louis. I think they're playing decent hockey since Montgomery got that job, and I think they'll go into Detroit and win that game tonight.
It is always fun when the Lightning and the Panthers get together. Of course, they've met in the playoffs a bunch of times over the past few years. Lightning in Sunrise, minus -150 for the Panthers here, down from 160 this morning, plus +130 for Tampa, 6.5 the big total.
Yeah, I like Florida at home in Sunrise to win this game, and they beat them, right, in Amalie. They won that game as well, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They did
beat
them.
I think they'll win again.
I think so, too. Also always fun. With the Battle of Pennsylvania, the Flyers and the Penguins. It's hockey night at the PPG as the Flyers are in town. Right now, minus -125 for the Penguins, just plus +104 for the Flyers, 6.5 the total.
They basically have the same record these two. I like the Penguins at PPG tonight to get by the Flyers.
The Canadiens are in Columbus against the Blue Jackets this evening. Blue Jackets, you never see them at this number, minus -132, plus +110 for the Habs, another big 6.5.
I like them. I like Columbus at home to beat Montreal. I think the Canadiens have been really average. I mean, so is Columbus, but I'll take them on home ice.
Here's who has not just been really average. They have been downright awful. The Buffalo Sabres have lost 13 games in a row, and they will take that into the horse track tonight where they will see the Islanders. Islanders not much better, but like I said, they did beat up the Leafs on Saturday night. Isles minus -160. Sabres at plus +132. 5.5 the total.
Yeah, I like the Islanders at the horse track. Buffalo's awful.
Yeah, tonight's the night. You could snap the 13-game losing streak. Right. The Sabres will win at the horse track. This is typical Islanders. The typical Islanders, they go and win in Toronto. They beat up the Leafs on Saturday night. They will lay an egg and give Buffalo their first win in 14 games. I could just see it right now as I'm sitting here, how it's going to go. The typical Islanders. Carolina in Nashville against the Predators. Carolina road favorites here against the Preds. I got them right now at minus -125. There it is. Plus +106 for the Preds and a 5.5.
Yeah, I still like Carolina on the road here to win this game in Nashville. I think the Predators are really average.
The Blackhawks will be in Minnesota against the Wild this evening. Another pretty heavy lumber game here. Minnesota minus 245, plus $1.98 for the Hawks, 5.5 the total.
I'd puck line this. I'd lay the goal and a half with the Wild at the XL in St. Paul. I think they'll win by a couple of goals.
Sharks are in Vancouver against the Canucks. Sharks, of course, have been horrible. The Canucks have been starting to get some things going. More heavy lumber here. Minus 260 for Vancouver, plus 205 for the Sharks. Another 5.5.
Yeah, I like Vancouver. I think they'll win this game easily. I'll lay the puck and a half and go puck line.
The Stars are in Utah tonight against the Hockey Club. I didn't see this coming. Stars in Utah, same amount of points, both with 38 points as they get going tonight. Dallas road favorite, minus $1.56, plus 130 for Utah, and a five, and I got it 5.5. It was 6.5 this morning, now down to 5.5 here this evening.
Yeah, I like Dallas to go in there and beat them in the Delta and Salt Lake Shakers. Give me the Stars.
Yeah, Stars have to be a little bit better. They've been sluggish recently. I'll go with you with Stars. And finally, the Ducks are in Sin City at the T-Mobile against the Knights. More heavy lumber, minus 335 for Vegas, plus 265 for Anaheim, and a 6.5.
I'll puck line this as well. I think Vegas will kill the Ducks tonight in Vegas. I'll lay the goal and a half and roll with the Knights.
So there you go. All of the hockey for this Everybody evening before the NHL shuts it down for 3 days, which is always very unfortunate. I don't know if you've been watching, but they are going to overtime at the Potato Bowl. How about this? A little overtime on the blue turf in Boise, and it's a barn burner. 13 each, 13 apiece as they go to the extra session. Well, I'm on Fresno, so I hope that they actually win it. But it would be nice if they got a touchdown and won it as well, because I believe it's 3, and we don't need any pushes. That's not something that we want to be involved with. So hopefully Fresno can take care of business. We don't like anything when there's a push involved. As far as other bowls, we already told you UTSA beat Coastal 44-15. That was earlier today. Tomorrow we will discuss the Hawaii Bowl, which is always a tradition unlike any other, where South Florida and San Jose State are going to get to. I think that's the – correct me if I'm wrong. Is that the only game tomorrow night of any substance whatsoever? There's no NHL. Yeah. There's no NBA. There's no NFL. There's no college football. Just that game, one game, Hawaii Bowl.
That's it.
On Christmas Eve. So for all of us who have to have action – every day, we'll have it in Hawaii tomorrow night with USF taking the long trip to take on San Jose State.
Three in that game.
I like San Jose State. I think they're going to smash them. I don't think South Florida is that great. And I think that that's a very long trip for South Florida. We talked about that on the bowl show that we did a few weeks ago. They're going from Tampa all the way to the Big Island to play that game. And that's a straight-up vacation for them. We will come back. I have lots of MLB news for you. Tons of stuff. There's actually been a lot of signings. Some of these guys wanted homes for Christmas, and they did find them over the last 24 hours. We've got some trades as well that we will do. And we have to talk about – we got to talk about Ricky too, Scotty. Passing to Ricky Henderson. Nobody like Ricky back in the day. There's nobody like Ricky.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, we got some hot stove to talk about. We were talking to Cody before, and you got even more than that.
I do got even more than that. By the way, Fresno scored their first possession of overtime there in the Potato Bowl. They're up 20-13. Northern Illinois is moving. They are inside the 10, looking to tie this game up against Fresno State. So we'll see if we'll go to a second overtime out there. Yes, let's start with the Red Sox, who signed Walker Buehler to a one-year deal worth $21 million. You know, I know he was hurt last year, and he was coming off an injury. He pitched great in the postseason. He pitched great against the Yankees in the World Series. Tell you, that's going to be a problem for them facing him this year in Boston. And look, if the Red Sox suck, that's a one-year deal. They can get something for him probably when you get to the deadline. So I thought that's a nice move for Boston.
He was clutch in the World Series. He came up big. He pitched fantastic. He was dominant. And I think that's what teams saw. And I think that's why he was sought after. It's a big signing for Boston. They're going to love him in Boston, I think, for sure.
I'm kind of surprised that the Mets didn't sign him, considering that I think they're a little short on arms right now, even though they did bring back Manaea. 3 years, $75 million for Sean Manaea. God bless him.
I mean, honestly.
I'm sure that's a lot of money for a guy who, before last year, and he wasn't even good all year for the Mets. He was very good in September and October. He was ran out of places. He was so bad. Sean Manaea. So good luck with 75 over the next three.
He's not worth that kind of money, I don't think, at all. They'll regret that deal. You know, he was decent in the playoffs, but the rest of the time he wasn't good at all.
I don't get it. Young Jock has a new home, as he will now go to Arlington.
Again.
2 years, $37 million. Young Jock, man, he loves just buying them new apartments and new places, man. That guy moves around a lot. Jock Peterson.
He's like nobody's business. He's always on a new team every year.
He's always. The Pirates haven't made many moves this offseason, but you know one that happens every year. They got to always bring Kutch back.
Kutch.
Andrew McCutchen back around again, patrolling center field at PNC. Now, do they do that just to – they know how much the fans love McCutchen, so because they're not going to do anything else, they can go to the fans and say – we got Kutch back. Look, Kutch is still on the team. Is that why the Pirates still do that? Bring Kutch back?
That's the bottom line. I mean, he's not even – he doesn't really hit that well anymore. He doesn't do anything, but they love him in Pittsburgh, so they want him on the team. I don't have a problem with it, but he's, you know, dropped off significantly as he gets older.
By the way, 2020, Northern Illinois scores there, so they'll go to the second overtime at the Potato Bowl. Unfortunate if you had the under, which I believe was 39.5, and they went 13-13 at the end of regulation. The Yankees made their move for a first baseman. Of course, after Christian Walker went off the board on Friday when we were here, the Yankees did sign Paul Goldschmidt, 1 year, 12.5. Now, we bashed them potentially signing Goldschmidt last week.
Right.
So now, because they actually did sign him, we have to try to turn a good spin, a positive spin on them doing it. So I'll say this. Maybe a good bounce back off of a poor year, and only 1 year means that next year they can go after Vlad as a free agent. So there you go. How about that? 1 year at Goldschmidt, and then they can throw money at Vladdy Jr. Next year.
Well, maybe playing for the Yankees will turn him around. I mean, I thought he was awful this year, and maybe he'll get a new spark playing for the Pinstripers. You never know. It could turn his game around.
You know what they say. You put those pinstripes on, and it changes people.
Right.
And maybe that'll happen at least for 1 year for Paul Goldschmidt. The Guardians traded Josh Naylor to Arizona. So they got Naylor out of there. He goes to fill in Walker's shoes out at the Diamondbacks. And then Cleveland signed Carlos Santana, also old and been around
a
long time.
So, he's washed.
That's quite the move.
I don't think Naylor's that bad. I think he's pretty decent.
He's got power. He's like a quad and a half. He's a very large man, but he's got a lot of power in his bat, that's for sure. Marlins trade Jesus Luzardo to the Phillies for prospects. I saw our man Scoop Mish tweeting that this morning. The Marlins getting rid of Jesus Luzardo to the Phillies. A record 9 teams will pay the MLB luxury tax penalties in 2024. The Dodgers owed $103 million worth of luxury tax. The Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Atlanta, Texas, Houston, San Francisco, and the Cubs also had to pay up for being in the luxury tax area.
I'm not surprised, right? Those are the teams that have to pay the piper. They spend so much money that they have to, you know, pay the tax. Bottom line is, when you have a team that good, you're going to pay. It's simple.
You're going to pay. That's how it goes. And last thing in baseball, Ricky Henderson passed away over the weekend. 65 years old, 10-time All-Star, 2-time World Series champ, all-time stolen base leader, all-time run scored leader, won the MVP in 90, first ballot, no doubt about it, on skates backwards, Hall of Famer. There was nobody like Ricky, Scotty. You know that. I mean, nobody like Ricky.
I mean, weren't you surprised that he died at that age, that young?
Yes,
seriously,
of course.
He's 65. Anybody. I couldn't believe it. I almost fell over when I saw that he had died. Seriously.
And anybody that young passing away is obviously a surprise. But Ricky had he had a different personality than most people, not just in baseball, but just in sports. Like the way he'd talk about himself, you know, Ricky don't like that.
Right.
Ricky don't do that. Ricky, the story about him putting the $1 million check on his wall and not cashing it. You know, there's a lot of really great Ricky stuff. And he played basically everywhere. Right? I mean, the good portion of his career was Yankees, Oakland, but I mean, Mets, Seattle, Dodgers, San Diego, you go, I mean, he ended up at the end of the day playing in a lot of places towards the end of his career.
He drove people crazy, but he was awesome. You can't argue with his skill and what he did. He was unbelievable. He was a great player. It didn't matter. He could talk because he was that good.
Good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so leftovers. Everyone loves them.
Everybody does love leftovers, that's for sure. How about College Rack? By the way, before I do that, 28-20, Northern Illinois leads Fresno. Second overtime, I believe Fresno's
it's
down to their last play. Now
it's a final now.
28-20. So Northern Illinois does get the cover, whether you had 2.5, 3, 3.5, whatever it was. You have it with a win for the Huskies in that one. All right, College Rack. Tennessee and Auburn still at the top of the top 25 in college hoops. There are 10 SEC teams in the top 25. 10 of the 25 teams are from the Southeastern Conference. I thought that was a football conference, Scotty. I thought they were a football conference, and now they are dominating college basketball. How is that?
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It really is. I've never seen that before, that many teams.
I can't believe it either. I have games for you tonight. Now, there's not a lot, so I figured I would just tell you some of them because I know you're going to be involved. Now, number one, Tennessee,
right,
is laying 26.5 against Middle Tennessee. Seattle's playing Washington, and then you have these games in the Diamond Head Classic, of course, for this evening, which I believe is in their championship round. This is out in Honolulu, where the main event will be Nebraska and Hawaii, which I think is the championship game tonight,
right,
which will have Nebraska minus 8.5, total 141.5. Murray State's playing Charlotte out there in Honolulu as well. Oregon State's playing Oakland. Charleston's playing Loyola, but that is now underway. 17-14 Loyola, a few minutes in. Anything for College Rack for you this evening?
Yeah, I like that Tennessee game. I think they're going to destroy Middle Tennessee. And I think, you know, Nebraska can handle Hawaii on the road. And then Washington's going to beat up on Seattle at home. I think they'll lay the 12.5 and cover that number. And that's about it. There's no games that matter, so it's light.
It's light. It's very light with college hoops. Did you see any of Usyk retaining the title? He beat Tyson Fury, unanimous decision, on Saturday. Fury at least tried in this fight, but still did not get the result he was looking for.
Well, I think the guy's a great fighter, and he beat him twice. What more do you need to know? He won the first fight, and he knocked him down. And then in this fight, I thought in the money rounds, he threw the most action. He was throwing great punches late in the fight. I know that Fury thinks he won. He didn't win that fight. Usyk got it done. He threw all the big punches that mattered.
Fury always thinks he won the fight. Fury yeah. always thinks that he won. Whether he got his ass beat or not, he thinks that. Last one for me. Former NFL safety Earl Thomas. Not having the best day. His estranged wife was charged after defrauding Thomas out of millions. She defrauded millions from your boy Earl Thomas, former NFL safety. So she's actually the one who's not having a good day. He's having a good day because maybe he'll get a little bit of his money back.
I think she stole like $3.7 million. For all the finish, 80-year-old grandma dies after getting trapped in a Sleep Number bed for 2 days. Sledgehammer-wielding bandits smash into a New York City jewelry store and snatch 800 grand worth of necklaces in a daring heist, Carver High. You got to love that. Florida fisherman. How about this guy catches a 1.7 mil? It wasn't a fish. It was coke off the Atlantic Ocean. Five people are charged in an ambush-style murder of a California doctor to the stars, including his ex-wife, who said he was shocked by the killing months ago. A 70-year-old woman who was operating out of her New York kitchen is exposed as a phony dentist, pulling five rotting teeth from a victim who paid her $2,000. A 16-year-old in New Mexico shot his parents and siblings, then called 911 to drunkenly confess to the quadruple homicide. Your boy taking care of business. How about a California man was mauled to death by his own three dogs at a playground in front of horrified onlookers in San Diego? Jesus. Ex-Miami Canes booster Nevin Shapiro is one of thousands to have their sentences commuted by Joe Biden. They're going to let that guy out. He stole millions. Your boy Nevin Shapiro. Dozens of luxury condos and hotels in Miami are sinking at unexpected rates. All of the condos are sinking in Florida, Carver High. It's not good. GTD is next. Get my app. Just search Pharrell. You'll find it. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 on Christmas Eve on Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.